Before we go on to how you found insulin, can you talk about your own attitude to having diabetes? Because you said that your father was quite ashamed of it.
Yes, I'm not sure as I was ashamed of it, but I certainly kept it to myself. There weren't many people that knew that I had diabetes. Only if I went somewhere and had to have a special diet. Well, it wasn't really special, but because I was on diet only, you really have to watch what you're eating. So puddings and things like that were out. So if I went to friends or anything, then they would know that I was diabetic and couldn't have all these goodies. But as I say, it was one of those things that you didn't really feel comfortable with. It was something that you kept secret. And I suppose to a certain degree, I've done that for quite a long time. Even really up until fairly recently, I would say, I suppose when I went on insulin, really, I then had to tell people at work just in case there was something. So there were one or two people that I told at work that were what you would call friends, I suppose. I didn't let it be widely known. Taking the insulin, nobody knew I took insulin, really, apart from, say, one or two, and I used to then... and then in those days, the early days, it was insulin in the morning, insulin at night. So it didn't affect work too much. I say that was in 2000 and that carried on. So, yes, I was conscious of it. And certainly early on, when I was first diagnosed, I didn't know how to cope with it, really. It's the first time in my life that I'd had anything major, certainly. And so there was a bit of apprehension, I suppose, about it. And so you didn't really tell anyone. And I suppose I can understand my father in thinking it was probably a little bit of a weakness as well. Yes.
Can you just talk about the mechanics of changing to insulin and blood testing?